What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 all-powerful, great God we serve. Do you know that when God tells you to do something, you got to do it no matter how you feel? Do you know you have to trust him when you don't trace him? Do you know you got to be committed? You know, Mother Good said it the other day. The Lord spoke to her and told her to go to Sunday school. You know, God didn't put an expiration date on it. That's another thing. I fussed one of the members the other day. They told me God told them to do something. And the minute it got rough, they backed on out of there. The race ain't given to the swift or the strong. Amen. The Bible declares in Matthew 24, that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. You got to stick with stuff. How many people know that I'm talking about? You got to stick with prayer. You can't give up on it. That's why a lot of people never see the manifestation of the miraculous in their life, because they give up on it. You know, they pray a day and don't see results and say, what's the use? They pray an hour and don't see results and say, what's the use? Well, the Bible lets me know that Elijah prayed. And my God, he prayed again, and he kept praying. And how long did he pray? He prayed until he saw the cloud the size of a man's fist. Now, how consistent are you in prayer? Come on. I'm talking about dedicated to prayer, in prayer, giving yourself to prayer. He said pray without ceasing, didn't he? All right. How often are you in prayer? How then are you consecrating yourself? Praying in tongues. Amen. If not even a target, just praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. That's in the book of Jude. The Bible said that's how we build ourselves up. Waking up in the morning, going, Yelebe kandala basita, sitolo boku bandelebe kidalala basha. Putting it in his hands. You understand? That's what prayer does. We put it in the hands of the Lord. But how consistent are we in prayer? Amen. How faithful are you in prayer? How dedicated are you in prayer? Do you pray as much as you text? Do you pray as much as you stay on the phone? Amen. Do you pray as much as you watch TV? Do you pray as much as you read? Do you pray as much as you eat? Do you pray like you gossip? Amen. Do you pray like you sleep? Amen. You want to make prayer a daily necessity in your life, because a person who don't pray won't stay. That's what the old folks said. If you don't pray, you won't stay. And if you don't fast, you're not going to last. So you're going to have to give yourselves the prayer. And that's why I'm pushing and urging everybody. On March the 1st, I'm going to go live at 6 o'clock, probably every day until the prayer time on the 18th of March. Amen. And I want Joe to go ahead and jot that down. But I want to push everybody in prayer. Hey, la man kala mandolo bohoti la mandele be setalaba. I really want to push people to prayer. So we're going to pray. Amen. And we're praying on the 18th and the 19th of March in Atlanta, Georgia. And I want you to register. Now, it's amazing how people will start things, but they don't finish. And you want to commit yourself to prayer. You want to commit yourself to intercession. And that's why I'm not discouraged. I'm not mad. I'm not upset about nothing, because I know the power of prayer. I know what prayer can do. I know that there are individuals in my life that God has uprooted. And guess how he uprooted it? Through prayer. And you sitting up thinking that this is what caused them to leave, but you're the one who prayed and asked God to move them, and God moved them. So you give God the praise. I said, Lord, whoever is in any church that ain't supposed to be there, move them. And he did. And we give him the glory. So we have to trust that prayer works and believe that whatsoever things we desire when we pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them. We have to trust that when we pray, things happen. We have to trust that God knows, amen, his mind and his will concerning our life, concerning our ministries, concerning our business when we pray prayers, amen. We have to trust that God is going to honor what we pray. I believe it. Amen. I trust it by faith, and know that God's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. So if you don't get to a posture of prayer and let prayer become your breath and let prayer become the very thing that you look forward to, more than going to church, more than shouting, but you look forward to communing and look forward to beating that monkey down. I mean, letting the devil know he's defeated. He don't have no power, because the devil is a Leonardo da Vinci. He tries to paint pictures, all right? He tries to make you feel like you are defeated, even when you are not defeated. That's what he does. He's a painter. He's an excellent artist. That's why he fights you with images, imagination. That's all an imagination is. It's an image nation. And most of you are citizens of the image nation. You are citizens. You live there. And because you live in the nation that the enemy has imagined for you, you live in that place, you can't seem to get the victory. And so what you're going to have to learn how to do is paint another picture. Amen. You don't accept the picture that the enemy has painted. You paint another picture and declare that I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. I'm the lender, not the borrower. I am blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out. The fruit of my womb is blessed. Whatever I touch is blessed. Wherever the sole of my feet tread is blessed. You have to declare those things and say what God has said. You have to declare you are righteous. You have to declare you are holy. You are sanctified. You are pure. Ha! Halabo shata. That you're not under that law, because you're under grace. That's Romans chapter 6, verse 14. That you're not under the law, but you're under grace. Hallelujah. Did you hear me today? That's good news. I know you don't like that news with your religious self on this call, but that's good news to not be under the law. Why? Because what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. God sent it. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. That's a promise that belongs to us. And because I'm not under the law, I can boldly come to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in my time of need. I believe somebody's on here needs a miracle. I believe somebody on here needs a breakthrough. I believe somebody on here needs a turnaround. Well, guess what? Ah! My God, when you pray today, things are turning, things are shifting, and the power of God. Are you listening to me? And the power of God is getting ready to move on your behalf today. So we're going to pray. And one thing that we're getting ready to pray is we're going to pray that the expectation of the enemy concerning our life won't happen. Because, see, you got to know the devil trying to destroy you. You sit around here and play games if you want to. And sit around here and think that this is flowery beds of ease and your walk with God is Burger King and you're going to have it your way. Amen. You can't jump on a banana peel and slide your way into the kingdom. There's fight. There is a warfare. I have a dear friend who always says, as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. There will be suffering. Amen. And the devil is after you. He wants to destroy you. And he's doing everything he can to stop your victory. But the devil is a liar. We're praying right now. Ha! Mukushalemanda. That any hope and expectation of the enemy don't come to pass. I want you to know that just like God got a plan for your life, the devil got a plan. Just like there are hopes for your life in God, there are hopes for your life in the enemy. You know, I think about my life. My mama always wanted me to be used of God. But my father was not in my life, and God arranged it. So let me, I don't want to say God arranged it, because that's not God's best. But God allowed it, or it ended up working for the good. Because had my dad been in my life, I wouldn't be who I am today. I really believe that. I really, really, really believe that. My daddy wouldn't have had me going in church. But my mama, every time them church doors was open, I had my happy hips in that church. Amen. Didn't have no choice. It wasn't a negotiation. I mean, some of you parents on this call, leave your children home. I don't even know. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you give them a choice of whether they're coming to church or not. But that's probably because you ain't got nothing in you. But when you understand, hallelujah, what took place, that standard my mother set got me to where I am today. So I'm appreciative. But just like my mother had plans for me, my father had plans for me. But thank God that the plan of God is the plan that prevails. Well, the enemy got plans for your life. He got plans for your children. He got plans for your money. He got plans for your finances. But the devil is a liar. So raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, any objection against my victory, any hope against my life to stop me from being what God has called me to be, today I override it. I override it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. I thank you that according to your word, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I thank you, hallelujah, that your thoughts toward me are good, and that when my prayers are effectual, they avail much. Because I understand the power of those effectual prayers, I pray fervently now, and I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that any hope and expectation of the enemy that the enemy has concerning my life, by the blood of Jesus, I override that hope. I cancel. Oh, there it is. I feel it. I feel the warfare. Come on, church. You got to pray. I override that hope. My God, I feel it. Y'all better pray. I'm telling you, the enemy has a, I feel the warfare. Shabba. Enemy got a hope for your life and a hope for your children. But in the name of Jesus, I override that hope. I cancel that hope. May the hope of the enemy be aborted. May the hope of the enemy be canceled. Every demonic hope that the enemy has for my life, for my children, for my family, for my husband, my God, for my wife, may his hope be aborted. May his agenda be aborted. May his plan be stopped. Lift your voice and pray. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-shata. I abort the plan of the enemy. I defy every satanic hope, every satanic expectation, every satanic projection, every satanic prediction, every imagination of the wicked concerning my life, concerning my movement, concerning my circumstances, concerning my relationship, concerning my future, my legacy, my finances, my church, my pastor, my leader, my husband, my wife, my friends and associates, those who are connected to me. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the plans of the enemy be terminated. May the plan of the enemy be terminated. May the plan of the enemy be terminated. I declare, I will not die by any means. I will not die. I will not die before my time. I will not stumble. I will not fall. I will not err. I will not mistake. I will not go under by any means. But I shall live. I command me to live. I declare that my children will not die. My family will not die. My wife will not die. My husband will not die. I declare it. Hey, 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 pray, pray, pray. Some of you, you don't understand that you got to learn how to pray. You may not have no children, but you're praying for them before they come. You may not have a husband. You may not have a wife, but you are praying prayers that are protecting your wife, that are protecting your husband until he gets to you, until she gets to you. You are protecting your children before they get shot, before they are born. Look at all these prayers that you're sending up before them. The Bible declares that he told Timothy to wage a good warfare according to the prophecies that went before him. He said, you can fight with your prophecy. You can fight with your promise. You can fight. You are praying right now, and you are fighting and canceling the expectation of the enemy concerning your children. They're not even born yet. You're not even married yet. You don't even have the business yet. But look at the prayers that you're praying in advance, that the plans of the enemy concerning your relationship, concerning your marriage, concerning your friendship, concerning your covenant, concerning your fellowship, concerning your church, your pastor, KCC Charlotte. Hey, 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 may the plans of the enemy be terminated. I declare that I will not die, but I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. Father, I declare that whatever the enemy wants to happen, let the opposite occur. Let the opposite occur. He wants me broke, I will be blessed. He wants me sick, I will walk in divine health. He wants me depressed, I have joy like a river. I declare that the opposite shall occur. The opposite of any projection, the opposite of any expectation, the opposite of those who desire my hurt, who desires the hurt of KCC, who desires the hurt of America, who desires the hurt of Russia, the hurt of Ukraine, the hurt of China and Asia, the hurt of Australia, North America, South America, and the like. Father, I thank you that the expectation of the enemy is terminated. The plan of the enemy concerning my family, concerning my life, concerning my church is terminated. I set in motion the overriding powers of the blood of Jesus. I overthrow thrones. I overthrow sorcerers. I overthrow dominions. I overthrow wise men. I overthrow false prophets. And I declare that the overriding power of the blood of Jesus is going into full effect now. Shut the mouth of the gainsayer. Shut the mouth of the enemy. Shut the mouth of those who are planning my demise, who are planning my demise, who are planning my destruction. May they be terminated. May they be stopped. May they be blocked. May they be hindered. I cancel the expectation of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Yee! Shata, homo she, heba si kendele me, inono mokunda labasha, hata bababa kashande, eba daba si kalamoya. Ilendele kita, lika la mandele bekodolo bosa, robolo bosande, yembi di asikele mea, lanza nuni miki ankala mahasa, zilo lobo ho, milo lobo kokontele me, lemanini, lemanini mi ankala maya, lemandele azo, ulalebi ikendelebe ota, la kashima, Yande beheshaba ukubasha hindelema lama mama sa. The law of a nation do not enforce itself. It got to be enforced by the officers. The word does not enforce itself. The word of God is true, but the word of God is not automatic. You got to appropriate it. You must enforce what is written. You must superimpose it. You must call forth the manifestation of what is written by declaring it is written. That's why I say, according to the word of the Lord, according to the power of the blood, according to the cross of Calvary, I am enforcing. It's just like when you go to court and they say Briggs versus Williams in the case of such and such and such. They are giving the law. They are giving the precedence for whatever they are declaring. When you speak the word, yeah, you are an attorney. You are an officer in the court. And you are declaring what God has said. Alaba ilobo kobasi iselebe shete ikandiriosa. We are decreeing today that we're going to have the upper hand. That we're going to have the upper hand. That we're going to have the upper hand. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, I will have the upper hand. My family will have the upper hand all the days of my life, all through 2022, I will have the upper hand. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I decree dominion. I decree the upper hand. I decree in the name of Jesus that I will not be disadvantaged. I decree that I will have sweatless victory. I declare that this year will be a year of testimony and a year of breakthrough. I declare that I am blessed this year in my going in and in my coming out. I declare that I have breakthrough. I will be relevant. I will be relevant. I will not be discarded. I will not be trashed. I will not be hurt. I will not be abandoned. I will not be left unfulfilled. I declare that I will be relevant in every work of life. I will be relevant politically. I will be relevant financially. I will be relevant economically. I will be relevant religiously. I declare that I am relevant at all times, that I have the upper hand at all times, in my going in and in my coming out. I declare that I will not sleep, I will not stumble, I will not be overrode, I will not be destroyed by the ill will of men, I will not be destroyed by evil events. I will have the upper hand, I will multiply, I will do well. I thank you that my family will do well, my children will do well. Lift your voice and declare that you will have the upper hand. Hey, 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 Shata, hey, Mikoshe, hey, Mikandalama, Laminiazi, Zilebekotaya, Haya, 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 Mekabo, Mikalaba, Shatalamanda, Hobiasi. I will not go under. 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 I will not be destroyed. I will not be disadvantaged. Lift your voice and pray. I decree that I will walk in the fulfillment of everything that you have declared concerning my life. Hey, I am the head. I am above only. I will prosper. This month is a month of greatness. Hey, Shata. Ho, Mikosha. Yankema. Yankeme. Yankememe. 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 Yankeme kakisa. Likarama. Robo sakula. Laminiosha. Hata. Hata. Hatabo. Rokobo kabosha. Lemende lima. Laminini anzike. Hey, elobo. Ho, Mikalaba, Shatalamaya, 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 Yambalaba Kubasi, Sila Lobokoya, in the name of Jesus. Mende, Yende, Yamanama, Mankana Mokuza, Ilalalabasha, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, declared that there was a long battle. There was a long battle, but I declare that every prolonged battle is coming to an end. I said every prolonged battle is coming to an end. I said every prolonged battle is coming to an end right now. Hola mande, yelabasa, tired of fighting, tired of being in war. Come on. Hey, halabashatioba. I said I'm tired of fighting. I said I'm tired of being in war. The devil is a liar. May this be my year of victory. May this be my year that I coast. May this be my year of Sabbath, that I will tap into the divine Sabbath. May this be my year that is easy, easy, easy like Sunday morning. Come on here. I hear the Commodores in my spirit. Come on here. May this be our year that everything be easy. Come on, that you break the back of struggle. I want you to listen to me. Trust God. Trust God. Raise your hands in the name of Jesus. I declare by divine authority, every prolonged battle comes to an end. Now, 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 lift your voice and begin to pray. And I want you to pray fervently. I want you to pray fervently. I want you to clap your hands. Wherever you are, begin to clap your hands. Wherever you are, begin to stump your feet. If you got to walk around and pray, walk around and pray. But I want you to declare it. I want you to decree it. You cannot get weak in prayer. You cannot be cute in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that every prolonged battle is coming to an end. Every battle concerning my health, every battle concerning my healing, every battle concerning my future, concerning my marriage, concerning my children, concerning my business. I thank you that every battle is coming to an end. Every battle concerning my finances, concerning my house, concerning my church, I declare it to come to an end. I command every prolonged battle to come to an end. I command every promise that has been prolonged, every breakthrough that has been prolonged, I command it to come to an end. I command contention. I command conflict to come to an end now. And I command a breakthrough. I command a turnaround. I command a turnaround today. I command a breakthrough today. I command a breakout today. Hey, 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 command a breakthrough. Command the turnaround. Command the release. Hey, Malabasha. Yankamaso. Ulalalabasha. Hey, wherever you are, clap your hands and begin to pray. Clap your hands and command to turn around. Clap your hands and command to break through. Clap your hands and command to break out. Clap your hands and command deliverance. Command it. Decree it. Declare it. Hey, you know why the devil has never been able to destroy me? No matter what I was going through, I never begged God. I don't have to beg him. I'm covenant. I'm a son. I ain't no servant. I'm a son. I talk like a son. I pray like a son. I walk like a son. I operate like a son. And by the promise of sonship, by the covenant of his word and what he did for me at Calvary, I command a turnaround. I command a breakthrough. I command a release. I command a breakout, a breakout of finances, a breakthrough of money, a breakthrough of healing, a breakthrough of deliverance, a breakthrough of turnaround, a breakthrough of ministry, a breakthrough of marriages in KCC. Father, I thank you that there will be a breakthrough of marriages and a breakthrough of a breakthrough of healing, a breakthrough of miracles, a breakthrough of change. Father, I declare that wherever the sole of our feet shall tread, there shall be breakthrough. I command breakthrough. I decree breakthrough. Hey, 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 hey. I declare my weight to be over. I declare the battle to be over. I declare contentions to be over. I declare conflicts to be over. Over, 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 over. And I command a breakthrough. I command a breakthrough. I command a breakthrough. In the life of my son, in the life of my daughter, in the life of my husband, in the life of my wife, in the life of my pastor, my leader, my man of God, my woman of God, daughters of Zion, handmaidens of the Lord, sons, I command breakthrough. I command turn around. I command unexpected checks. I command unexpected breakthrough. I declare miracles are being released wherever they walk, wherever they talk. I declare promotion. I declare fire. I declare breakthrough. I declare big checks, big checks, big checks, big checks in the name of Jesus. Alabasha. So now. Mandebe. So now. Handala Makia. God do me to challenge everybody. For the next, tonight is our last night of prayer. So that $20 seed at $PBCJR. Kobashanda. You can sow it. Kingdom City Culture. You can sow it. You can sow it. On the website, briankahn.com, briankahn.org. You can sow it by mail, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can sow it. Kobarabashanda, but you're sowing your seed. I want to say this by the Spirit of grace. I said something to the women in KCC last night at the women's meeting. I said, everybody's journey is different. I think a lot of times we measure our lives by other people. I remember Bishop Kenneth Moges, who was Bishop Hezekiah Walker's pastor. He told him, no matter how great your ministry is, be here every Sunday. He never missed a Sunday. People told him, you can be greater. You don't have to take that. But guess what? He knew what God had called him. And he took it. And as a result of him taking it, he's the greatest gospel singer. Right now, and I'm not telling you he's the greatest singer. But nothing he touches don't go to the number one on the chart. Every praise, better, won't it make you clean? Jesus is my help, grateful. I need you to survive. I can keep going and going and going. All because he listened to a man tell him, whatever you do, don't miss church on Sunday. He had Grammys, Dove Awards, Stellar Awards, times that he was getting ready to to go receive that. But his pastor told him, don't miss church. And because of that, he's blessed. You sit around here and listen to people if you want to. You'll miss God. People will talk you out of everything that God has promised for your life. That's why I was telling somebody just a minute ago, I said, I am being very intentional about just telling people who they are in God and not trying to tell them what to do or how to be. I'm trusting God to deal with his sons and God to deal with his daughter. He said, who are thou to judge another man's servant? I'm giving people to God. Leave people alone and trust the journey that God got them on. I look at my life. I am a young man. I got three churches. I don't let nobody compare me to nobody else because ain't nobody like me. And he that compare himself to another ain't wise. Ain't nobody like me. Nobody at my age, by the grace of God, can say they're pastoring three successful churches that are just in the third and fourth year. So I don't listen to nobody else. And that's some of y'all missing. Y'all right here listening to other people. You're going to miss God. Have some sense. Don't be dumb your whole life. You got a journey ahead of you. There's greatness that lies within you. Every person in KCC who does what I tell them to do to the T is blessed. Told you, I just had a sister in KCC who went to the altar, like I told her, and tens of thousands of dollars just hit her account. Unexpected. All because she said, Pastor, you told me to go to the altar. And I went to the altar that midnight, and God gave me that miracle. It's simple things. God told me to tell one of the saints to do something that was foolish. They did it. And they're going to see God show, oh, ba, 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 shata. And they're going to see God do the miraculous. Y'all, this thing is real. I am submitted to my pastor. My pastor tells me to jump three times, I'm jumping. He tells me to stand on top of the stove, I'm on top of that stove because I understand the power of obedience. You understand? If you learn the power of obedience, you that were on this prayer call this week, gave yourself the prayer, watch what's going to happen for you all this week, the rest of this week, and all next week. Watch the things that are going to come open for you. I'm telling you what I know about the Spirit. So you're going to have to learn how to get in the Spirit and be led by God, not people. Everybody's journey is different. Following people will make you miss God. You hear me? Better be led by the Spirit. Better let the Holy Ghost lead you. And stop being a fool and trust what God's doing in your life. Because you ain't seen nothing yet. I came to encourage somebody and let you know that he that has begun a good work in you, he going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. And watch him do the impossible. You are blessed. You are favored. I look at one of the brothers, Brother Eve. I see what God been to do in his life. I look at some of these brothers that's just getting close and getting up under this anointing and what's been to happen in their life. Amen. Somebody told me, Pastor, you don't talk to me. I said, I ain't supposed to talk to you. You supposed to follow me. I ain't supposed to pursue you. You supposed to pursue me. Elisha pursued Elijah. Jesus looked at the disciples and said, follow me. They dropped their nets and pursued the man of God. And as a result of their pursuit of what was on him, they got what was on his life. When you position and bother your heart, see, some of y'all think y'all important. Some of y'all think y'all great. But when you get a revelation that you're nothing without him, and get a revelation of God's man and the power that can happen through your submission, you've never seen what God's going to do in your life. You are blessed today. Favor's going to run you down this week and next week. I'm excited. Tomorrow we got Gas on God at KCC. That's right, Gas on God. We're giving out free gas, $10,000 worth, on Brookshire Boulevard. I'm excited and I'm ready. Get you some gas. Hey! I'm grateful that God has blessed us to be able to do that. Now, how many of you, while I was saying pray, when I say clap your hands, you sitting there wasn't clapping your hands? That's because you're rebellious. How many of y'all, I told you to stump your feet? You didn't stump your feet because you're rebellious. You do what you want to do. But you're going to get in trouble, and you're going to need a man of God, and you're going to not follow. You didn't follow directions. You understand? The blessing is in your obedience. The blessing is in doing what you're instructed to do. I'm telling you. There's a breakthrough in your obedience. I've seen it happen in my life. You are blessed today. You are favored. I dare 10 people to sow $100 right now to $PBCJR. I dare 10 people to sow $100 to $PBCJR. You are blessed. You are favored. You're anointed. You can't be stopped. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. There's a breakthrough at that altar at KCC. I appreciate you, Jacksonville. I saw some of you faithfully been coming to prayer. See some of you been faithfully coming to prayer. Auntie, Sister Joe and Sister Hatcher and Sister Hannah faithfully praying, getting at that altar. Amen. I see it. But no matter if I see it, heaven sees it. There's a breakthrough at that altar. You hear me? I say there's a breakthrough at that altar. Amen. There's a breakthrough at midnight. There's a breakthrough. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. You hear in Charlotte, there's a breakthrough at this altar, and things are happening. I'm excited. Now, Houston, I will not be there tomorrow, Houston. I will not be in Houston. That's because I'll be here with the Gas on God. For the man of God, Evangelist Richardson, will be there. I want you to support him and push him and hear what he has to say. Let's thank God for him. And then on Sunday, I'll be in Jacksonville. And then Sunday afternoon, I'll be in Charlotte to receive what God has for me. You are blessed. You are favored. You're anointed. You can't be stopped. And money going to run you down before the day is over. In Jesus' name, I love you so much, and I'm grateful that God has trusted me to be your pastor, your leader. March 18th and 19th. I said March 18th and 19th. March 18th and 19th. We'll be in Atlanta for the underground prayer movement. Are you hearing me? I said we'll be in town for the underground prayer movement, March 18th to 19th. You can register. I believe you can go online and register. You can go online, briancarn.com, and register for the underground prayer movement. I want to know if you're coming, and you don't want to miss it. We'll start back prayer on March the 1st. I'm going to do it. I don't care what it looks like and feel like. We're going to give ourselves the prayer. Amen. We're going to watch God do the miraculous. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. More grace.